almost universal, apparently. And we lost the toss and got to bury her in ours. You're not in our world anymore, Sleepy. This is the in-between. Where you are depends on what gate you walk out. And these days, you have only one choice. Its shadow gate lies straight ahead, on the far side of the plane. It's as if the plane itself is closing down the alternate ways.
I don't get it. Why would it do that, and how?
Sometimes it seems like the plane itself is alive, Sleepy. Or at least that it can think.
Is it where we came from? Is it where the captain spent most of his life trying to go?
No. The company can't go back to Kadavar. Croker will never reach the promised land. The Shadow Gate is dead. The world where you're headed is very much like our own. To other worlds, it's known by a name that translates into Taglian somewhat vaguely as the Land of Unknown Shadows.
Without thinking, I responded. All evil dies there in endless death.
What?
Startled.
Yes. How did you know? They were the people who committed the murders that produced the shadows.
I heard it somewhere. From a Nuang Bo.
Yes. Nuang Bo de Duang. In current Nuang Bo usage, that means something like the chosen children, colloquially, and nothing whatsoever that's sensible, literally. And the days when their forebears were sent out from the land of unknown shadows, it meant roughly the children of the dead.
You've been busy, I observed.
Hardly, considering how long I've been trapped here. Try it for a decade, Sleepy. You won't have to put up with any of the distractions you complain about when you aren't getting everything you want to do done.
No kidding? Seems to me I'm all of a sudden having to work even while I'm sleeping.
Not for long. Whoever has control of that mist-making thing is trying to get me to answer him. Why don't you sneak around there and smash that sucker so I don't have to get dragged into it every time somebody wants my view on how to crack a walnut, or whatever else the crisis of the moment happens to be?
Not hardly, former boss. I'm carrying a whole bag of nuts myself.
You would.
Mergen departed as though yanked away. I could have sworn I heard the laughter of an eavesdropping white crow. Chapter 77.
How come you're so crabby?
Willow Swan demanded when I snapped at him, for no good reason.
Ragtime again already?
I blushed. Me, after 20 years among the crudest men on two hooves. No, jerk. I didn't sleep very well last night.
What?
It exploded out of him like the shriek of a stomped rat. I didn't sleep well last night.
Oh, yeah. Not our sweet little Sleepy. Guys, anybody, Roe, River, whoever you want to step up and remind us about the roar and the rain last night?
Riverwalker told me.
Boss, your snoring made more noise than a tiger in heat. We had people get up and move back up the road toward home to get away from the racket.